Youth Programs by Jenny Carmack. When I was a childless teen, there were very few, if any, activities that I could be involved in and feel fully included and content. Today, things are different. There are a variety of activities for blind, slash visually impaired children and teens to participate in. These activities are created with them in mind, so they have the opportunity to feel independent, successful, and accomplished. The NFB of Missouri offers many of these opportunities for youth of all ages across the state. Here's the breakdown of what has been happening throughout the second half of 2023 and a glimpse into the future. Bell Academy, July 31 through August 11, 2023. We held the 10th annual Bell Braille Enrichment for Literacy and Learning Academy for children ages 4 through 12 years old. This year's theme was travel and transportation, and we offered many lessons around this theme. Bell participants went on two field trips. The first one was to a transit center where the students were able to explore all the parts of a public transit bus: the fare box, the cord to pull to indicate stop requested, the wheelchair ramp, the bike rack, and how the seats are arranged from the front to the back of the bus. Then they went on a short bus ride to practice bus safety, such as where to place your cane while you ride and when and where to exit the bus. Last, the students were able to explore how the ticket purchasing machine works using the audio and the braille on each machine. The second field trip was to the National Museum of Transportation, where the students explored and learned about a variety of vehicles: a dairy cart that was once drawn by horses, a dump truck, an electric car, a solar-powered car, and various types of trains. The staff at the museum made these vehicles available for students to explore with their hands and really get in to understand how these vehicles are constructed inside and out, while a tour guide told them about each vehicle and its importance and answered any questions. The purpose of these field trips was to help students gain a deeper understanding of the various modes of transportation that they currently use and will use in the future. Much of the information they gained through these experiences is like what others gain visually: what a car engine looks like, how train cars are coupled, different types of wheels for different vehicles, etc. We did a variety of other activities during the 2-week program as well. We wrote silly stories about taking a trip on a train. This is where we start out with a topic and pass the braille writer around for each person to add their own sentence related to the topic without reading what was previously written. Then we read it all together. The students really get a good laugh from these stories. We went on a fishing trip, pretend of course, and when the students caught a fish, they had to read the sentence on the fish or throw it back in the pond. We talked about our dream vacation and what types of transportation we would use to get there, then act out the travel experience: flying in a plane, driving a car, rowing a boat, or walking. We got to interact with several different tactile maps, and then we created our own tactile maps. This really challenged our minds to think differently. Of course, we cannot forget some of our favorite activities: Braille Twister, the ninja running rope, playing games like Jenga and tic-tac-toe, helping to prepare snacks, and treasure hunting. There are many other lessons. The students stay busy each day of the 2-week program. Then we can't forget the family presentation on the last day, the time when students get to show off the skills they have learned or improved on during the 2-week time. One student read an entire contracted book with no help. One student wrote his name in the alphabet while confidently using learning shades and performed some magic tricks for the audience. And another student wrote her name and the alphabet on the braille writer using her feet to demonstrate that braille can be written in many ways. We want to offer a big congratulations to our Bell graduate Salome Cummins, who participated in Bell from the age of 4 until 12, even doing two programs in one summer. We are so proud of her. A look ahead: we have begun to plan for next year's Bell Academy. By the end of this year, 2023, Save the Date flyers will be circulating. We will provide the dates, cities, and theme for Bell. This will give families more of a chance to plan and prepare to participate next summer. Registration will open in February. When you see the flyers, please help spread the word by sharing with parents and professionals you know. STEM2U. On August 19, 2023, STEM came to Missouri. This year's STEM, Science, Technology, Engineering, and Mathematics, was called Launch into STEM, and astronomy was the theme. Students came from around the state to Jefferson City to conduct 5 different experiments. While conducting these experiments, students enhanced their scientific skills in hypothesizing, theorizing, developing a plan or method for conducting the experiment, carrying out the experiment, and evaluating to see if they proved or disproved their hypothesis or if their theory was correct. Additional skills practiced throughout the day included, but were not limited to, reading and drawing tactile pictures as part of the experiment planning, trial and error, communication, teamwork, and most importantly, a sense of confidence when it comes to their ability to participate in STEM activities. Each experiment that the students conducted came with some background information and directions in large print and braille. First, we read through the information and directions provided. Then we discussed theories that applied to the experiment. Then students got to work hypothesizing, planning, and conducting their experiments. After each experiment, we came back together as a group and discussed the results and what was learned. The experiments included creating a balloon rocket in which the students had to make the balloon travel along a 10-foot-long string, making a rocket out of a camera film case in which students experimented with the chemical reaction between water and an Alka-Seltzer tablet, creating a simulated moon surface and using different objects from various heights to see the widths and depths of the craters that each object created, building a model moon bunker out of marshmallows and toothpicks, which involved drawing out the plan before building it, and finally creating a small-scale parachute that would work as a real one would. As you can see, these experiments seemed simple but allowed for students to build a variety of skills and provided them with the opportunity to challenge themselves but to come out feeling successful. The students and volunteers had a great time and learned a lot from each other. Toward the end of the day, two students were talking about a STEM day that was held at their school, and one of them said, "We just sat there most of the time because no one knew how to help us, and we didn't know what to do." The quote sums up why it's so important for us to bring STEM opportunities to students. The STEM field is rapidly growing and changing, and blind people can and should be included in all aspects of it. A look ahead. Missouri is proud to be hosting another STEM Day in the spring of 2024. The theme will again be astronomy, but with a whole new set of experiments and experiences. Students in grades 3 through 12 will be invited to participate no matter what level of experience they have with science. Watch for more information to be out in early January. Cane drivers. Missouri's cane drivers took a break during the very busy summer months, but has geared back up now that the school year has begun. This group of teens, ages 13 through 19, is led by the teens with support and guidance from adult mentors. This means that the teens plan and lead their activities, which involves recruiting participants, advertising the activity, planning the activity, writing an agenda for each activity, and lead the participants through each activity. This group has a chair, currently Patrick Wilson, and a co-chair, currently Tara Coccavizzo, who do most of the planning but try to bring in help from other teen participants. Teens who participate in this group have the opportunity to improve upon their skills in leadership, self-advocacy, self-confidence, socialization, and career readiness. Most of the activities are done the second Thursday of each month over Zoom, with one to two in-person activities each year. In October, Patrick and Tara put together a Name That Tune game to draw in students for the first meeting of the year. In November, the leaders guided a conversation about what they want the upcoming retreat to look like and what types of things they want to do beginning in January. 10 teens will have the opportunity to participate in a weekend retreat in Columbia, December 8th through 10, 2023. During the retreat, they will be cooking their own meals, cleaning up after their meals, network with other NFB members, develop some advocacy techniques through role-playing skits, and more. They are looking forward to this awesome experience. A look ahead. In January, the group plans to start a book club. A book will be chosen, and every other month they will have a book discussion. On the months that is not the book discussion, they are planning to bring presenters from various professions to talk about their jobs, needed education, and accommodations they use to perform their jobs. Also, in 2024, we will be working on getting chapters to sponsor local activities for teens. Details on meetings and local activities will begin coming out in late December and early January. Mission Beam. There are exciting things happening in the Mission Beam Blindness Empowerment Advocacy and Mentoring Program. The two-part program has been holding various workshops for the past 2 years in different cities around Missouri. The value of these workshops is that students have the opportunity to come together to spend a day focusing on a specific skill. Students learn from each other and several different blind adults at one time. The workshops provide skill building, networking, and real-life experiences. On November 18, 2023, we held the Confidence in the Kitchen workshop. The purpose of the workshop was to help students increase their confidence in working independently in the kitchen to prepare meals and snacks. Upon talking to many students and their families, it was determined that the most intimidating things about working in the kitchen are using knives and using the stove slash oven. We hear these concerns and want to help students to know that they are completely able to prepare and cook any kind of food they want. During the workshop, we discussed good safety practices, steps for planning and preparing a meal or snack, explored various kitchen aids that may make working in the kitchen easier, and prepared a meal of spaghetti, salad, and garlic bread, incorporating cooking on the stovetop, using the oven, and cutting vegetables. Students who participated got to take home a flash drive with various resources and simple recipes and some things to help them to use their kitchen with more confidence. Bump dots and puff paint for marking appliances, oven mitts, cut-resistant gloves, push-pull tool for pulling and pushing oven racks, and double-sided spatula. One student told us that their favorite food is pasta, but that mom makes it, and now the student is going to try to boil and drain their own noodles. Another student said that they had never grated cheese before, but now they want to grate their cheese the next time they have scrambled eggs. Another student said their kitchen was being remodeled with new appliances and was glad to have the bump dots so they could mark the new appliances. The second part of Mission Beam that has not yet launched is the one-to-one mentoring between a successful blind adult and a high school student. We have interviewed five potential mentors, and they are making their way through the training and background checks. We are so excited to be so close to launching this part of the program. This mentoring will help students to make goals and develop strategies towards meeting these goals. Students will have the opportunity to work with their mentor on a weekly basis to participate in activities that will help them to be prepared to transition from high school into their post-secondary path. Example, employment, tech school, training center, higher education, etc. Applications for mentors will be open on a continuous basis. If you or someone you know is interested, please go to www.nfbmode.org/beam to complete an application. A look ahead. We are looking to begin recruiting students to participate in the one-to-one mentoring in January. Announcements on the link for the application should be shared in early 2024. We'll be holding two more workshops before the end of this academic year. The dates and locations are currently being decided and should be shared in late December or early January. Wow, look at all these opportunities for students. Putting all these activities together takes a lot of collaboration from so many people, from those who give their time to be an on-site volunteer to those who take their time to prepare and share things behind the scenes, from those who work to recruit families for each activity to those who help to plan activities slash lessons, and everything else that so many of our members and friends have done and continue to do to make these opportunities possible. I also want to thank the various community partners we have who have allowed us to use their facilities to hold our program activities, libraries, churches, and Lighthouse for the Blind. We truly appreciate your generosity and willingness to give the space we need to carry out our programs. Last but certainly not least, I want to give a big thank you to the families who have made it possible for their student to participate in these activities. We know that families have rearranged plans, pulled kids out of bed early in the morning, provided transportation for their students, sometimes 100 miles or more, and always do so with smiles and words of gratitude. Thank you all. In closing, you can keep up to date on all youth programs by going to our website, www.nfbmo.org, and going to the Youth Programs tab. There you will be able to read about upcoming activities, slash events, find flyers, read reflections from students and volunteers. Please feel free to send an email anytime to youth-programs@nfbmo.org.